I want to say, David, you're still here. And that's no small thing, is it?
No, it's not. Yesterday I got some kind of cold or head cold or flu or something, and last night I was almost ready to not be here anymore. So sometimes just staying here is a lot.
Well, now, see, this I think is a really important lesson for a lot of people. You've encountered some real adversity. Things haven't worked out in a lot of ways, and yet you stay. Now, why do you do that?
I think that I like the aspect of finishing what you started and of enduring, and also sort of accepting the lot, your lot, accepting what you're given for this time. And I've been able to enjoy the beautiful day. Certainly haven't, I'm feeling a little better now, but earlier I could only walk a lap at a time and I'd be so tired I'd go in the tent and sleep for half an hour. So that kind of performance is way below what I'd like to do, but during that lap I was always able to enjoy the sunshine and the people and everything.
I mean, that in itself is a testament to maybe in a way what this race is all about, that you come in with a certain plan or expectations, and if you're able to endure what life or the race throws at you, you still get something out of it, even if it's just enjoying a beautiful day.
Yeah, I think, I mean, people like to talk about the life's lessons, and in a way you do learn them, and sometimes life doesn't give you very good lessons, or it doesn't give you, things don't go your way. Last summer my mother became extremely ill and almost died, and but in her own way she endured, you know, and she slept about 23 hours a day, and that was what she needed to get through. And so a race like this sometimes gives you those sort of existential moments too, where things might go badly, but you endure and seem to learn something through it. And if this is what you're cut out to do in a way, then you should stick to it.
Well, I'm going to tout, of course, the existential moments, because they tend to really probably add up more in your life than the numbers on the board, though.
Meaning what?
Well, I mean, to have these kind of experiences where you see a new strength, a new resilience, ability to endure. I mean, if you had actually achieved the mileage, perhaps you wouldn't have got so much from that as you do from just, you know, being able to stick it out.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true. And I have my favorite Sri Chinmoy quotes from people's T-shirts, and one of them is about how your determination remains in your heart long after your success or failure is forgotten. And what I love about that is that you tend to think that you're going to forget your failures, and you want to forget them, but not your successes. And yet, actually, your successes tend to melt away too, but you remember something that you got out of the experience. I mean, I don't feel like I'm the same person who was able to run so much in 1998. It was almost like that was a different person, and yet there's something about that experience that remains with me.
So. Have you been speaking to your wife in Baltimore about what's been going on?
Not too much.
Well, I mean, does she know what you're going through, or is she going to have to listen to this audio on the blog to know what's happening with
well,
you?
Right. I'm not sure. For some reason, my name is not appearing in the results, so I think she thought I was in the hospital or the morgue. But I did talk to her this morning, finally get around to calling. And
What does she think about all this? I mean, does she just want you to get in the car and come home? Or
No, she understands. She came the first 3 years, and especially the very first year that I had the best experience, she was here just about all the time as my handler. And so she understands, and she's run ultra races herself, nothing quite this extreme, but she's done up to 12 hours, so she knows a bit of what it's about, even though she can't totally understand.
David, I want to just say that from my perspective, you know, for a guy who's gone through injuries and now a cold and a tough time, you look pretty happy.
I try to be. Another favorite quotation is Friedrich Nietzsche described the ancient Greeks who invented tragedy and also and also peasants as having cheerful pessimism, and I tend to think that's my attitude too. I might ultimately be pessimistic in some ways, but I always try to be cheerful on top of it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.